We believe in the value of textiles. So this is the motto of Karl Mayer, the Textile Innovation Center. Welcome to our coverage of the Textile Innovation Center grand opening in Obertshausen, Hessen, Germany. So today I will be speaking to a few experts in the technical textile machinery. We are talking about Russell machines. We are talking about medical textiles, filtration textiles, a whole bunch of defense applications and geotextiles. And if you are in the textile industry, technical textiles in particular, then this show is for you.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community, which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
So, and our first stop now is with Melanie Bergmann, and she's the Senior Manager Textile Innovation, which is, of course, here in the Textile Innovation Center, a good program right now. So, Melanie will bring us more closer to the machines that Karl Mayer has in general. So, we are not talking only about the technical textiles, whereas some machines obviously are okay with technical textiles. And I asked Melanie to be part of my show. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
To show us about the beautiful machines here at the Textile Innovation Center. So Melanie, my first question is, how passionate are you about textiles?
150%.
150%, a 15 out of 10. It's more than 10 of 10, of course.
Yeah, of course.
If you don't mind, how does it come, your passion for textiles?
It started early. When I was a teenager, I started like sewing like small bags and stuff.
You're
for
kidding.
My friends.
Really?
No, I'm not
okay.
kidding. Then after I finished school, I learned to be a tailor, actually. And then I went on studying textile technology. And I finished the university as a textile engineer, and now I'm here, so I'm 100% textile.
100% textiles. And which university, if I may ask?
It was the University of Reutlingen.
Reutlingen, okay, yes, very famous for textiles.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, let's dive into this. Give us, before we start walking around here, an overview about the divisions of Karl Mayer, mm-hmm. and maybe the portfolio of different machines you are having.
Okay. So yeah, also from my side, welcome to the Textile Innovation Center. So basically we are split up in three units. So we have the units of the warp knitting machines, we have the unit of the technical textiles, and the unit of the warp preparation. Mm-hmm. And now we are here in the first unit, the unit of warp knitting. Mm-hmm. So I show you now around of all the machines that are belonging to this business unit. Mm-hmm. And basically we can split up these machine types in two types of machines. On the one hand, we have the tricot machines. Mm-hmm. They are the high performance machines. The fabrics are, I would say, very basic, with just small holes and not that much of patterning. But the machine has a very very, very high output. And then the other technology is the Russell technology. And there we are slower in machine speed. We do not have that much of output, but a whole wide range of pattern possibilities, like lays and big holes. And yes, so.
Okay. While you walk us through your machines, if I may ask you for some kind of applications, typical applications that come to your mind, I think that would be interesting for our community.
Sure. We start right here. Next to me, we have the HKS 3 MEL Plus machine. It's a three-bar tricot machine, and it's a bit of a special type of this machine, because in this machine we have the gauge 14. That means we have 14 needles per inch, and for a tricot machine it's a pretty coarse gauge. But this is exactly which makes the plus in the machine. We have the possibility to work with very thick yarns in this machine, and we also have the possibility to do, for a tricot machine, pretty open structure in the fabric. So here, for example, we now have a shoe fabric, a shoe upper. Very typical application for this machine. You would also find end applications for this machine, for example, in the medical field or the technical textiles field.
We have been to Wertheim Village yesterday, and I saw a lot of Nike and Adidas shoes with that topping. Is that the topping?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Now we are here in front of the HKS 2 SE. It's a two-bar tricot machine, and it's a typical machine for elastic applications. So we have one bar that is with filament yarn and one bar with spandex yarn. And the fabric that we see here is chameuse, we call it. It's a very typical lapping for this machine. And this fabric is used mostly in sports textiles, like for example leggings or shirts, but also for swimsuits and bikinis. It's the typical application. Yeah. We have here, the machine has a width of 130 inches and the gauge is gauge 40, so quite the opposite of what we have seen before. Very fine gauge. And this machine here in this hall is the fastest machine. It runs up to 4,100 runs per minute. So we are now moving over to the HKS 3 MEL Plus again, but this time we have a wider version of the machine. It's 186 inches wide, and it has the gauge 28, which is for a tricot, like a three-bar tricot machine, it's a very typical standard gauge. So this machine is capable of doing a lot of different end applications. We see it for fashion, we see it for home textiles, also a bit in the more technical direction, like for example automotive interior. Today we are showing two different fabrics. So here you see it's quite transparent, and when you look closer to the fabric, you see that it's a net structure with square holes, and this structure is used as a mosquito net. And on the upper half of the machine, you see a bit of the next pattern that is, you can't see through it anymore. And this is a flag fabric. So it is used as a printing ground structure for advertising purposes, for example.
Can you go a bit deeper on the automotive? That catched, of course, my attention.
Yeah.
Do you have in the automotive the seating, the roof, or what
yes.
is it?
So the roof, the ceiling is a very, very typical application for this machine.
And is it visible, or is it in the layer
no,
construction?
No, it's the visible part.
Visible
yeah.
part. Okay.
So if you look up in a car at the ceiling, you could by like 90-95% you could say that this is warp knitted.
Okay, and sometimes you have a dark roof, a black roof.
Yeah.
Is that the same, or is it done just dyed black?
It is the same, and for these very dark fabrics, normally they use spun dyed yarn. So they already go with a black yarn onto the machine and then produce the fabric.
So it's two layers?
No, it's just one layer.
One layer. Okay.
One layer, yeah. So now we are moving over to our HKS 4 MEL. It is a four-bar tricot machine with an EL drive, and by this it is the most flexible tricot machine that we have in our portfolio. On a four-bar machine, the pattern possibilities are even bigger than on a 3-bar machine. So we also have fashion, we have home textiles, you can do footwear, you have technical applications, so it's almost no borders in the variety of end applications. We are now showing a furniture fabric. So this fabric is very typical in the last years for pillows, for example, or for the
blanket,
couch, or the blanket or the couch fabric. So on the machine you see that the fabric is still pretty flat, but in the finishing the yarns on the surface will be cut in the middle, and then you have that really three-dimensional velvet like touch of the fabric.
Yeah, it looks really cozy. Also these slippers here,
yes,
are really nice. So on the slippers it's basically this edge here.
Yes, this is like a smaller version of the pattern, but also the green part
also
can be
the
done
green
on this
one.
Machine
okay.
is then bigger
and the
pattern.
Green part has like
checkerboard.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and it's basically when you touch it, okay, of course it's soft, but also you don't feel much of interruption here. So it's a more an optical design. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Wow, this is really soft.
It's really soft.
Really
yeah.
soft, yeah.
It's a really good one.
Yeah. Cool. So this is basically one of your customers, size 40 to 41. Okay, it says Karl Mayer here.
Yeah,
You've anonymized it, yeah? And it's 100% yes. polyester. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what stands the letters HKS now for? I've seen it on all machines. HKS stands for?
Yes, so it is German and it stands for Hochleistungskettenstuhl, which translated in English is like high-speed tricot machine.
High-speed tricot machine.
Yeah.
Which means there's also low-speed tricot machines?
Actually, no.
No,
I'm
asking because on the other machine that Jürgen showed me, you have
the turtle, the sign of the turtle,
which is slow, and then you got the plane, which is fast speed.
Exactly, we have it. Actually, you can see it over here.
Also here, okay, you got that also.
On every machine.
On every machine.
Yes. Yeah. So it means obviously the turtle has the low speed when it's walking,
yes.
and the rabbit has the high speed.
Yes.
And when we, for example, change the pattern on the machine, we do not on the first run press the high speed button, because if there might have been a fault in the change of the pattern, for example, and then we would destroy the yarn. So
you start with the turtle
first. We start slow with the turtle.
And once you see the quality seems all right,
then
you go on the jet.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's smart.
And then if you go to production mode and all the settings are done, of course you would immediately press the rabbit.
So this is the wrong shoe size, so I leave it back into the display.
Yes, because I really like them.
Yeah. They're yours. Okay. Right. So this is the first line. So how would you sum up the first line that we've seen here?
I would say it is a very good variety of different machine types with which we can do almost every end application. And actually that was exactly the sense behind choosing exactly these machines.
Okay, now we will go to the next line. What do we see there?
We see, as I said before, the machines from Tricot are ending now, and now we see the machines from Russell Technology.
Okay, let's go to Russell.
Thank you. Okay, so as I said, we changed to the Russell side. This is a lace machine. It's called MJ92x1F. And staying with the name, the 1 and the F means that we have one checkered bar and it's in the front. That's because it has the F. And this machine is doing the lace fabric as we can see it here. And the end applications for this are mostly in the area of fashion or intimate apparel. So if we look closer to the fabric now, you see there is the nice pattern here, and then you see those long yarns running in between the patterns. And these yarns, they're just on the surface of the fabric, and in a separate finishing process, those yarns will be cut out, and then the fabric is in its nice pattern and finished.
this is the finished pattern from this machine. Here you still see the yarns, they haven't been clipped yet. And in the next one, you see the yarns have been clipped. And
what do you mean by clipped?
So
the edges are...
No, these yarns that are...
that are standing out here. Okay. Yeah. There are some yarns standing out here.
But you call it clip.
Clip them. And this is the clean one.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
This is Composites 360 on Tour, your fast lane access to the global composites community. From factory floors to breakthrough labs, from startup powerhouses to industry leaders, we capture the people, the processes, and the ideas shaping the next generation of advanced materials. Where innovation meets real-world applications, we bring you the voices that define the future, directly, authentically, and live from the heart of every major Composites event. In 2026 and 2027, Composites 360 on Tour continues its journey across Europe, bringing you closer to the people and breakthroughs shaping our industry. At JEC Forum Dach 2026 in Cologne, we reconnect with the German-speaking composites ecosystem. Innovations, SMEs, suppliers, buyers, and industry leaders driving high-performance, lightweight solutions. At JEC World 2027 in Paris, we step onto the global stage, capturing world-class technologies, international collaborations, and the future of composites at the industry's biggest gathering. And at JEC Forum Italy 2027, we dive into a market rich in craftsmanship, innovation, performance engineering, and sustainable solutions shaped by Italy's industrial heritage.
Ilkay Oskizolo, creating sustainable value with Composites 360 on Tour, weekly on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred audio podcast app.
Here we are in the technology of the Russell Special Machines, and this actually is a very special machine. It is a net machine, it's called RS2 Net, and it does shadow nets, for example, for the agriculture area, but also on a tennis court, you sometimes have those shadow nets to keep you from the sun.
Oh, that's the reason why it's so nice green. This is the tennis court.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get this a bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the finished net, and this is on the machine. This is like a Jagdgrün.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
And when we look behind the machine, we see what actually is the very special part of the machine. So those two machines you see behind, we call them FTL aggregate. So you see down there, you see the foil, the green foil. You get the balls like this, and then the foil is brought into the machine and cut into those small yarn foils
that we see on the top here.
Yes.
And that is then feeding the weaving machine.
Exactly, the warp knitting machine.
The warp knitting machine.
Yes. So this is feeding the needles.
So those go here inside.
So you kind of could say that this machine is producing its own yarn.
This machine is producing its own yarn.
Yeah.
Basically from a raw, producing a raw material to a substrate. Or is this basically a final product? Can they use it on the court already like this?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a final product even. It's not a substrate, it's a final product.
Yeah. Okay so now we're moving to another room. So the last machine that I'm showing you now is the TM4 TSEL. It's also based on the Tricot technology, but it's actually a very special machine because it's capable to do terry towels for like toweling or for the bathrobes. And this machine is so far the only machine that we have running with cotton. And as you can see, the cotton yarn is running in here. You produce the fabric first, and the fabric still is very flat. And then the fabric runs here through this part. It's a brushing device. And now you see when the fabric comes out brushed, you have the typical soft terry loop character.
Okay, where's the brushing device?
It is down here. So.
Oh, okay, this is covered here. By the machine.
Yeah, and then it comes out here again.
All right. So TM, do we know what TM stands for?
It stands for Trico machine.
Trico machine, okay. Yeah. That makes sense. This is huge.
Yes, it has 210 inches. It's one of the wider machines.
So Melanie, tell me about the engineers that are constructing these machines. what are your philosophing engineering guidelines when they build a machine, design a machine? What guidelines do they have?
So I think as the same as I am, many of them are driven by passion. Most of our engineers have been working here for many, many years, sometimes more than 20 or 30 years. And every day they try to bring the best out of our technology and keep our technology moving forward.
Yeah. And if an engineer starts new with you guys, what values would you implement in the engineers? What values should they respect with the Karl Mayer brand?
So they should respect that from the first day on, we always caring about that we do the best for our customers and try to help them bringing their business forward. So I think we should always stick back to that thought.
Excellent.
Okay, so now we are in our inspiration hub. And here on the one side, we store all the textiles that we have been producing. So on the back, you see our archive. There we keep like our textile developments that we have been doing for almost 100 years. In the front, you see the storage for the fabric rolls. I would say they're from the last 30, maybe 40 years. So still a long time. Then we have here our working area. We cut the fabric and bring it onto pattern cards with some machine information, which we give out to our customers and brands and everyone who is interested to show the possibility of what our technology can do. And like this is the heart of the Inspiration Hub. Here we have the pattern cards of the last, I would say, around about 20 years. And we invite our customers to look around, to take their time, to get inspired, to find new ideas here. So you see in every of these boxes, we have the pattern card where you have the fabric that we developed. And on the back side, we have the information of the machine. Mm-hmm. Now we are in our showroom, which is like the heart of our Textile Innovation Center, mm-hmm. because here we show the end applications from all of our application groups. We have fashion and apparel, we have footwear, we have the sports textiles, the technical textiles, and the home textiles. And of course, a part of our business unit, war preparation. And here in the front, this is our trends and inspirations area, where we try to keep the topics from, for example, current trade fairs. And from today on, there is the Tech Textile Fair in Frankfurt, so pretty close to here. And amongst others, they have the topic of the workwear. So we also want to show what workwear is possible in warp knitting. So for example, here we start with the very business workwear, the suits, the shirts. We have some trousers here, and the advantage in warp knitting is that the fabrics are pretty elastic, so pretty comfortable, but still looking very elegant. So if there is a business person traveling a lot, for example, they can use the suit, they always feel comfortable, but still the fabric stays smooth.
And also
smooth.
This elastic here.
Yeah, after sitting a long time.
Yes, very nice. Yes, it looks elegant, that's right.
And then workwear leads on, of course, to safety fashion. So for example, here we have a suit for beekeepers, so it protects the body from the stitches of the bees. And also some very typical things like the vest in a color that can be seen by everyone. And here we have a suit that protects you from getting injured by a chainsaw. So we have the wapnet part here, and this part cannot be destroyed by a chainsaw. Mm-hmm.
It will basically go inside these.
Yeah, the chain will get stuck in this
and then
textile.
Stops.
Exactly.
Because there's a resistance for the saw.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can also find the warp knitting fabrics in the medical sector. We have here the suit that the medical people in the hospital are wearing. Mm-hmm. And also we have the nets for the head. We also know them from the kitchen area, for example. And also we have here, it's like the slip, the medical slip that you wear after an operation, for example. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, the area of the workwear goes on until the military area. For example, we have here some underwear with different elastic zones that gives the body the protection and also the comfortability that it needs. And we have here the bulletproof vest that has also a warp knitted pad inside that protects the body from the bullets. So here we are in the area of warp preparation, and we are showing a lot of end application pieces here as well, but actually it's not the fabric that has been done on our machines. It is even more the yarn that where the fabric is produced from that we are preparing on our machines. So in warp preparation, we bring a lot of single yarns from bobbins onto one big beam, and this big beam is then used for weaving or for warp knitting to produce the fabric.
So Melanie, tell us about the warp preparation. Karl Mayer is very popular and famous for this. Why is Karl Mayer so specialized in warp preparation?
Because we need the warp preparation either for our own machines, because we have to have the big beams with all the yarns being in parallel next to each other, and all of them have to have the same tension and the same kind of beams, but just bigger. We also need them in the weaving technology. And I think we are so popular because on our machines, we have the capability to do high precision beams with so every single yarn has the same tension, and because the quality of these beams is so high, I think this is why our machines are so popular. Okay, thank you, and now I'm handing over to Tobias Kraus, the expert in warp preparation. So, soll ich dir so anstecken?
Ja.
Thank you, Melanie.
Hello and welcome also from my side. I want to give you a short introduction about warp preparation. Everything starts here with our creels. All the bobbins are placed on the creel. Depending on the size, this creel can have a size of about 1,500, 2,000 packages. From there, all the ends are transferred to our sectional warping machine, type ProWarp HT, which is a sectional warping machine which is suitable for almost every warp preparation application. We can do here almost everything from natural fibers, synthetic fibers, up to the technical textiles. This machine has a working width of 3,600 millimeter, a warping speed of in total 1,000 meter per minute. Yeah, warp preparation. What are we doing? The beams which are produced here on these machines are used on weaving machines as well as on the warp knitting machines. Warp preparation is a really, really important part of the whole textile chain, because here begins everything. The single yarns from the creel are placed onto the beam where the textile fabric is made from. So now I want to show you the machine running. I start now.
So Tobias, if one fiber breaks,
yes.
Now there are how many fibers on this? Maybe we can go to the other display.
Yes. Now we have in total 320 ends running. Every end is monitored here from our yarn break detector type fill guard. When one end is breaking, I can show you. Lever is going up. The machine stops immediately, and so it's really easy for our operators to fix the yarn break, so no further damages or problems will occur during the beaming.
Very good.
We are now in the fourth of in total 20 sections. After all sections has been wound onto the drum, the whole yarn sheet will be transferred to a weaving beam. The beaming part is on the side next to the drum, and there all the ends will be wound on the beam, and this beam can be used on the weaving machine.
So this is very fast right now?
Yes.
How do you measure the speed?
It's controlled by the control system.
And it's a rounds per minute, or how do you?
Meter per minute.
Now the meter machine per minute.
The machine is now running with 400 meter per minute.
So it's running with 400
speed.
Meter per minute right now?
Yeah.
What did you show us before? How many meters?
The 50 meter per minute, because it was just the inching speed while the operator is standing in front of the machine during the whole operation, and the maximum speed of this machine is 1000 meter per minute.
Oh, you can go even higher than this. Okay, so the initial one was the turtle speed.
Correct.
Schildkröte.
Yes.
And now you got the jet speed, but the half jet.
Yes.
You can go double jet.
Yes.
Okay. This looks really impressive, guys. Yeah. So Tobias, what is this futuristic style here?
This is our Multimatic 128. This is our flagship in terms of fashion applications. There are almost no limits in terms of sample warpers. Yes.
And this is now turtle speed or jet speed?
This is our jet speed. In total, or the maximum speed of this machine is 800 meter per minute.
Okay, wonderful. So you have a lot of colors going on, and you say this is for fashion industry.
Correct.
Okay.
You can go to
the other side.
Yeah. Side, because there all the action happens.
Ah, okay.
Here we have 128 individual moving yarn guides. Every yarn guide can be equipped with a different type of yarn or a different color, so there are manifold sample possibilities.
Wir spiegeln. All right. Tobias, then thank you so much for showing us around on the warp preparation here. Now, I understand you have made your trainee here at Karl Mayer.
Yes.
What training did you enjoy at Karl Mayer?
18 years ago, I have started my apprenticeship here at Karl Mayer as a mechatronic technician. After my apprenticeship, I had a chance to start as a service technician for our business unit, WOP Preparation. I have seen machines everywhere around the world. I met customers, different cultures. It was a really, really exciting time. I made really, really connections to people. It was amazing. And then I had a chance to move to our R&D department. And yeah, here we are.
Here you are at the, in my opinion, most underrated department in the textile industry, the WOP preparation. I cannot underline and give the importance of WOP preparation to you guys, because you get a fabric, you have maybe a textile, maybe a stool, maybe a furniture, maybe a protective cloth. But everything starts here with the WOP preparation, and so much things can go wrong with WOP preparation. So you should really look into that. And also with Tobias, you see that in the textile industry, you can really work with your passion
for
mechatronics. Yeah, mechatronics, everything is here mechanical, but electronical also. So digitalization is very important.
A big topic, yes.
I don't know whether AI is already finding its ways.
Of course.
It's also,
something. Our target is always to make the operation as easy as possible for our customers. And so AI is a big topic, because when the machine is working more or less by itself, then are less chances for any mistakes.
And easier to work with it, safer to operate it, and
Correct.
The output will be also
Correct.
Hopefully increasing. So thank you so much one more time, Tobias.
Thank you.
And my final question is, do you recommend Karl Mayer as an employer?
Yeah, definitely. You see, I had a wonderful time. I have a wonderful time here. I made a lot of experience. So, of course, I only can recommend it.
Thank you so much. So, Melanie, thank you so much for the tour here in the factory. I had also Tobias now in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And Tobias, he has made his training even at Karl Mayer, and he's very happy. And he gives also to Karl Mayer a recommendation to work here. How about you?
I would as well.
Yes, you would also as well.
Of course.
So it's a great employer also to be with here.
Yes, definitely.
So thank you also in the name of our community for all these insights here. It was very, very interesting. Dear community, have a look at Textile Innovation Center. So if someone wants to come here, what should he do? Where does he contact you guys?
He can write an email at tic@karlmayer.com, and then we arrange a meeting and show them our new Textile Innovation Center. So also from my side, thank you very much for being here, for visiting our new Textile Innovation Center. And please always remember, we believe in the value of textiles.
We believe in the value of textiles. And Composites Large says creating sustainable value. So we have the link of value here, both creating value. Melanie, I need to rush now to Tech Textile.
Good.
And I will have a coffee at your booth at Tech Textile.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How do we connect you with the stories within the composites and sustainable materials industry? We are on the ground to find the facts, and we examine big innovative ideas. We let perspectives on technology and sustainability emerge and ignite conversations that matter most to bring you the composites and sustainability world to you. Stay informed, stay connected, stay inspired. From our online studios in Germany, we cover events and corporates from Germany, France, UK, Central Europe, Italy, Turkey, and other European regions. Join us for creating sustainable value. This is Composites 360 on Tour, your fast lane access to the global composites community. From factory floors to breakthrough labs, from startup powerhouses to industry leaders, we capture the people, the processes, and the ideas shaping the next generation of advanced materials. Where innovation meets real-world applications, we bring you the voices that define the future, directly, authentically, and live from the heart of every major Composites event. In 2026 and 2027, Composites 360 on Tour continues its journey across Europe, bringing you closer to the people and breakthroughs shaping our industry. At JEC Forum Dach 2026 in Cologne, we reconnect with the German-speaking composites ecosystem, innovations, SMEs, suppliers, buyers, and
industry leaders driving high-performance, lightweight solutions. At JEC World 2027 in Paris, we step onto the global stage, capturing world-class technologies, international collaborations, and the future of composites at the industry's biggest gathering. And at JEC Forum Italy 2027, we dive into a market rich in craftsmanship, innovation, performance engineering, and sustainable solutions shaped by Italy's industrial heritage.
Ilkay Oskizolo, creating sustainable value with Composites 360 on tour, weekly on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred audio podcast app.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening to our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on Tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Launch Composites 360 on Tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.